The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
From the only after party at Colorado Comic-Con that matters, it's Frankie Cerna's house, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, Gabe, and Doyle.
Some motherfuckers always gotta ice skate up here.
Because I didn't know.
I barely got myself
You're
back
so
the first
dumb.
Time. I was like, I keep
so
going.
Dumb.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 132 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Eric.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Smitty.
And Smitty, you don't know it. Eric, you don't know it. We're about to talk about the movie Blade.
All right.
And whatever else comes up.
Yeah. Me too. I watched it yesterday because I was preparing for this.
Blade, tax evasion,
chicken strips.
Well, so that's kind of what brought this up.
Chicken Marsala?
Chicken Marsala Ali.
I call him that.
Not, not to his face.
I've never met him. I would probably throw it out there and see what happens.
Be like, dude, yeah, hey. Are you Chicken Marsala Ali? And he'd be like, I'm going to kill you.
Hit me one time. Yeah. One time, please. I need $1 million.
Well, he might someday be a millionaire. As would all of us.
Chicken Marsala or Smitty?
Smitty. You never know.
Yeah, oh.
Dude, Smitty's got deals going all the time. Like,
come on, Juan. You could end up so many... on the dealership.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
He doesn't want that.
Nah.
I've heard him say
that. That's
no.
too much responsibility.
Call it Wanda. dude. Smitty, I just want to give you a hug. Before the night is over, I will hug you. I'm a hugger.
Are you high already?
I've been
I can see it.
He was baked when he walked in the door.
The second I got out of my panel today, I smoked.
You look like you're about to fall asleep.
I smoked weed with him.
I told you earlier, Juan.
I know. I said, wake the fuck up.
You gotta lean into the mic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You gotta be close to the mic because I criticize everybody else for it.
Here, I'm gonna just go loud today, too, so.
So.
Yeah.
So what predicate.
It's Saturday, so we can be
this
loud.
This isn't gonna fuck with you. You're not even speaking into that one, then.
Smitty?
Been speaking into this.
It's real loud, though.
What's weird
so
is...
I'm loud natural.
I don't know what's going on,
what's
guys.
What's weird is it's not that late.
Oh, God. Here comes Tim.
What time is it?
Marvel is not calling.
Yeah. The guy who literally...
Marvel's not calling.
...supposedly was 5 minutes away.
And took him an hour to get here.
Well, we stopped at Old Chicago, and then I stopped for liquor.
He stopped for a bottle of cognac.
AC put it in my butthole.
If you want, we're about to talk about Blade
and bullshit.
And bullshit.
Yeah, whatever.
Because we waited for you.
Yeah, fucker. This whole weekend. No, there's chairs over there. You see all those chairs? Are they figment of your imagination or what? This whole weekend has been predicated us on fucking waiting for you.
You know, this may just turn into the rest.
I'm okay with it. Go ahead, Schmitty. Go ahead. Get it out now. Say it.
I already said
it. He said it
right when you walked up.
I'm fucking glad I can't see your face.
I knew it was coming.
Marvel's not calling him.
Marvel's not fucking
Neither's
calling.
DC.
Neither's DC. You know, but fuck them both.
Neither's Blue
Juice. Maybe that's not something you should have said.
Maybe,
maybe Blue Juice, if you're lucky.
For our tens and tens
Dynamite,
of listeners.
Yeah. Right. Tom Cow.
I don't think Titan's calling either.
I bet you were dozens and dozens then.
Well, I mean, we saw a slip. No, just kidding.
Let's add that couple there, you know.
Did we lose AC?
We're like tens of dozens.
Shit. Tens of dozens.
Yeah.
Tens of
dozens. This is going to just devolve into madness.
Okay,
so we probably shouldn't have a topic.
Too bad. Too late. Because I like trying to hold chaotic things
There's
together.
A dude over here I don't know, and then somebody's brother's sister's fiance or something. I don't fucking know what's going on right now. Hey, careful. Hi, that shit's expensive.
He's like, I'm Mexican. That costs a lot.
Doyle and Juan paid for that.
My Honda salary don't pay for that.
I had to use my card. What the fuck are those little stamp cards?
Your SNH green stamp?
Yeah.
I just saw your dog
That's
on a debit
weird
card.
That's a joke, man. I don't think
funny.
Anybody knows what green stamps are.
Except for the people at this table we just talked about.
Yeah, whose median age is like 85, I'm guessing, based on your age. Yeah.
That's a fair bet. Yeah.
I'm the young one, though.
Smitty.
I'm the young one.
Yeah. Me and Smitty.
The young one went on your second life, or what?
I would say
like
I'm probably
two
the
years
oldest
older
here.
Than me, Smitty.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
He's 2 years older than you?
He's younger than you.
Fuck, I hope you get to be the age
you
look.
How old are you, Eric?
Oh, I'm never going to be the age
I'm
going to
be 43 next month.
Oh, I got you beat by like a long shot. I rolled a double
Eric
nickel
looks young.
Last December.
Fuck, you're old.
Love you,
Smith. Getting in here too. Not old.
Man, I had to think about what a nickel was.
I figured you were older than me. But
I appreciate that.
I figured by 2 years. Yeah, I figured a little. Only because of wisdom, not because of looks.
Attitude goes a long way.
And stories.
Wait, who has the wisdom and the looks?
Thank you, sir.
Who's got the sex appeal? What the fuck?
That's me.
That's the bear.
This is true.
It's me.
It's true.
He does attract a lot of
guys. For you guys
people.
Who don't know, Gabe is big and fuzzy and very soft to hug.
So I was door dashing day before yesterday, and I had to talk to this guy. No, I was delivering. I had to talk to this guy, and when I get out of the car, he goes, "Oh, your voice doesn't sound like, you know, you look like..." I'm like, what the fuck's that supposed to mean, man? Like,
it's like, man, you're a big guy. You sound like a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what he's saying.
What the fuck?
You have a womanly voice, or fuck, you're fat, dude. Like, that's...
Nah,
that's
he said them both.
I'm going to roll you back for a second, because you mentioned DoorDash, voice. Which I do know what that is, even though I am older. But when you said door dashing, I thought you were talking about like going and taking packages off people's fucking porches and shit. Doing a door dash.
Who's that fucking guy?
He ain't running nowhere.
You see me move, right?
Well, I thought
two
you
years
had,
ago, my knee
I figured you were driving and walking.
And he was
run.
Just walking.
I had to ask him today, Gabe, is your knee all right?
And I got to say, finally.
Dude, if he took that package, man, no, they'd look at the doorbell camera, and they'd be like, oh, we got time. Hang on.
he's not even to his car yet.
My point being,
we were all hammered.
I'm just giving you shit.
I thought Gabe was driving, and Juan was doing the running.
Juan was doing the running.
I was here last year, yeah?
Yeah.
No, but, like
they'd be watching him on a camera, like, oh, he's almost there. Oh,
no, go get him. Go get him.
He's out of breath. He's out of breath. He stopped.
Well, yeah, every once in a while. Fucking John.
I'm over in that area.
Get that bad audio quality.
I swear.
He's over that area.
I need to hang
slash
out with all of you.
Iraq.
You don't really.
No,
because we're not. Cool.
That's okay. Yelling's all right. It's as long as you're loud.
Here's the thing. You guys have four mics on this table, and amazing guys sitting around you, and you almost always have amazing guests around you as it is. I'd say you guys are pretty cool.
That's true. I mean, I don't know about the cool thing, but all the rest was correct.
It for sure moved, though.
I feel like your
Whoa,
mouth is complicating.
Yeah,
oh, my God. It's the Toy King of Pueblo and Colorado Springs, John Hernandez.
I was like, oh, my God, he's a...
It's the Toy King of the Springs and the Pueblo.
This fucking guy has mostly complete G1 optimists that I'm considering. Fuck you, guy.
Welcome to the show, John.
What are you considering? We all know what your bank account looks like, bro.
Yeah,
you're considering taking another look?
What I'm considering is sucking his dick for it, man. I know I'm broke.
Wow. Now we have rules of the road.
He went back in. He's going back in.
These all mistakes were made going out in that shit show.
He's like,
I know he walked
Frank.
Back in and was like, Frankie, who are these fucking people
He's
out
like,
there?
Frank,
why are they in your backyard talking shit?
He's like, why do you got so many homeless people in your backyard? What the fuck?
And where do they get the booze?
Hey, I'm brown. I could be family. You don't know.
I'm half. So.
Certain Italian.
I could be, you know.
I don't know.
I don't know why I thought he was Italian.
And I am about as white boy Rick as it fucking gets.
Is it? I think he's Mexican, though. It's the hair that makes him Italian. The La Bamba hair.
Okay, I swear Frankie is, like, because we've talked about it.
Get on the mic, asshole.
Wow.
So,
did you ever
Smitty
have a
and I talked before?
What's your first name?
Caleb.
So,
Caleb Goodwin. She's your fiance.
No. Fiance's sister.
That will be his sister.
Oh, fuck.
Eventually.
So, Smitty and I have talked about this. So, we're pretty sure Frankie is related to Jim Steranko. Just by his hair.
The hair?
I'm pretty sure, like, you look at Steranko and you look at Frankie and you go, that came out of that. 100%.
But Frankie's not Italian.
Actually, there's a very good story.
He is Italian, I think.
Caleb will be playing Eric Hollis tonight.
Oh, okay.
Eric Hollis will be playing Caleb.
Yes.
So do you boys need a private room to do that?
Are you resting your balls on his shoulder or what?
Watch. I saw it.
I mean, are we talking about the flute, the skin flute, or what are you talking about playing each other?
Oh, look, another Mexican. Hey,
oh, my God. Hey, Shaken Alice.
I don't think he's Mexican.
I heard you say skin flute, and I...
Okay, so AC,
the fucking
Eric
and Caleb need your help.
Yeah, we need your help on that, James.
They need some direction.
I guess I don't know what anybody is because I used to think AC was Indian.
That's a floated frappuccino.
I used to think
he might be Indian. Are you Indian? You can be both, fucker.
I can't get too trash. You gotta try, man.
I originally thought you were like Native American. I don't know why.
Got a hint of
the gray long hair.
I think AC has a little bit of everything.
The one tear you're always crying.
Or he's had everything else.
One tear.
Where's my reparations?
AC hates pollution.
Are you like our nice Cody?
I saw him pick up trash yesterday.
Oh, I don't know.
That's at the beach.
I mean, I'm like,
ruined it.
Fuck it,
Texas Corpus Christi, man.
Oh, anyway, this is my plus one. His girlfriend's
You didn't bring Alicia?
Huh? His girlfriend stole my girlfriend. Tub, and I'm recording with you. Folks.
I heard you were looking for a ring.
Just solidifying a gayness, really.
So I have to question it. So when you say it, you mean that they're like together now on the same team?
I mean, they're in a hot tub together. I can't speak.
Wait,
to
you said his girlfriend stole your girlfriend. You guys can't.
I mean, hey,
you guys can't carry
swing.
That.
Swingers.
Is this going to be like a Seinfeld episode?
Wow, there's.
And somebody else brings.
I feel like we should have went in the middle somewhere. Goodbye, Caleb's girlfriend's boyfriend's fiance.
Cousins. Soon to be sister-in-law.
Twice removed.
Slash, we don't talk about that.
Hey, Eric. Nice to meet you.
I'm Gabe.
Who are you?
Sour Bunny.
Sour Bunny, everybody. He don't need to shake 17 hands. You're fine.
Creativity.
What does Sour Bunny do?
A cure.
Sour Bunny does chalk artwork.
Get on the mic. Lean in.
Hey, will you shut up? He's trying to talk.
Sorry. Yeah, in the mic where we need him, though.
He's loud.
Yeah,
help him. What are you? What's going on over here?
Sour Bunny does chalk artwork to benefit and find a cure to childhood leukemia.
Oh, I like that. All right, yeah. 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 Hey, don't let that guy give you fucking shit. You're doing God's work. You're doing the Lord's work.
Schmidt's getting real over here.
That's okay.
I mean, technically, wouldn't he be undoing the Lord's work?
I'm afraid to say Schmidt to anybody.
Technically, wouldn't he be undoing the Lord's work? I mean, somebody had to give those kids leukemia.
The world is Eric's
like,
podcast.
He's like, absolutely will I not allow that to besmirch my good name.
In fact, I want my name taken off of this right now. Strike the record.
Stoked. Where's Tyler?
Hanging out.
Hanging out with cool people.
not hanging out with you guys.
Oh, fuck that guy. I'm just kidding.
So,
Juan, you had my back.
Yeah, bro.
And that's why I'm here.
Oh, all right. We don't like Gabe.
It's true.
You don't like Gabe?
No.
I mean, not all the time.
I only like the dick.
It's true.
You are a you eat, though. So maybe you are a little bit of a dick.
The real question is why he's only half circumcised. Why did they do one half only? I don't get it.
It's like just like the bottom to stick out.
It has like a little half hood.
What does it look like? Does it look like a sock
like
with a hole?
Don't worry, it just goes up from there.
Good.
What if it's only half
on,
circumcision? Wouldn't that make a fucking
people on, you know what makes it worse? People on fucking iTunes are giving his ass a big ego.
Then you're one-eyed traveler.
They like me in the reviews.
The last four reviews have been like, Gabe's or Doyle's amazing.
Literally, the last three reviews are like, Doyle's the best thing on the show.
I don't know why.
We were in the last one. Nobody, Tim has never been mentioned.
Because he ain't fucking saying it's
true. I'm sorry. Doyle's
just sitting back going, yeah, you motherfuckers go.
So you were named after a...
Occasionally, I chip in, talk about their weird dicks.
Official.
I mean, so a half-circumcised dick, was that just look like a hobo sock or something?
Official?
I imagine it.
Members?
Like, or who's poking out?
So I would say... generally,
Cosby
these shoot, four.
You're into the left or the right.
Generally. Yeah. Tim usually skips out if anybody. So it's just three.
Yeah,
but
I skip out all the time because I don't enjoy being on the show.
This is like fourth or fifth time for me in your history.
We're about to sub in Smitty for Tim.
Smitty actually actively doesn't listen to the show.
Like he goes,
but I like
his,
to participate.
Goes out of his way to avoid it.
It's because of
I don't like watching. I don't like watching or listening to my own work. So.
I can understand.
The last time we were both on the show together was here, and he talked a lot of shit about me. It was kind of fun.
And it started a whole trend.
It did.
Marvel is not fucking calling.
Fuck no, they are not.
They are not.
That was one of the best.
Yes,
that
was it
definitely
was.
The best.
That
we were
going to
talk about Blade.
Blade's cool.
Yeah, Blade's cool.
Steven Dorff.
Yeah. Sling Blade?
No, the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just would have loved for them to just keep going with Wesley Snipes.
He's still in good
yeah.
shape.
He's still in great shape. Like,
have
you can fucking
the,
do it.
Have you
taxes
guys seen
are paid.
Yeah, it doesn't have to
taxes
go to prison
are paid.
Anymore.
Taxes are paid.
Making Blade a mother.
Mahershala? I don't.
Mahershala Ali?
I don't think so.
Do you think
they
Wesley
might?
Snipes' prison number is 57?
I guess he could be.
Because that
would
have been
That
legit.
Would just be really odd to me.
I don't think he was ever anything.
Soul brother, like in the original.
I mean, just to assign him any religion specifically just would seem weird to me.
Right.
Like, completely unnecessary.
That joke made me happy to be here.
Let him worship who he may.
He's worshiping the blood god.
The history on vampirism and stuff, for the most part, vampires are part of the Christian heritage and Catholic heritage and stuff, with the crosses and everything else that's tied into it.
You're getting way too deep for this fucking
there
show, man.
Cool,
you need to tone it down.
Cool, like, hopping.
Look at it. As soon as he started saying some smart shit, bro, AC's like... AC's hair got...
No, AC's like, I hear conversation.
AC, they'd be great.
They've stopped being grayer.
You know, you got some nice long hair.
You're speaking about my people again.
Oh, shit. Where's Frankie? Where's that fucker?
He's inside.
He's
he doesn't
inside
care.
Being the host with the most.
Yeah.
Fuck,
he doesn't want to play this year because
O'Halloran's not here.
That's true.
He only likes famous people.
Yeah.
How famous do you have to be to be famous?
More famous than us.
Yeah.
We're at least 1,000-aire.
We are.
1,000-aire?
Yeah.
Not like.
I mean, I
like
just got paid,
airs.
So I'm sitting pretty good at that right now.
There were 1,000-aires.
Until I pay bills.
Are we? Speak for yourself, motherfucker. Broke. I'm like a 20-aire.
Okay. He's driving DoorDash, bitch.
I'm a DoorDash error.
Hey, that kind of fits.
I got tips in this bitch. Yeah, you do.
I earn an extra 3 for a little tip.
I got that guaranteed 550, motherfucker.
Oh, now without that half circle.
Every time I see that number, I'm like, fuck you guys.
Fuck you for ordering one fucking burrito.
You
I
dick.
Get that all day
me
long,
too.
Man. Fuck.
People really do that.
Oh, shit.
Pay like a $3 or $4.
Him,
there's
bro.
Premium, but they don't want to tip you.
It's like a $6.
To be fair, that bitch was used when he bought it. I know. I sell cars. I know what those bitches go for.
He's all. I bought it for $9.95.
And I pay liability insurance only. So I have African American.
There you go, bro.
African American.
He's a white guy from Africa. I shit you not.
South Africa don't count.
A German African American is what he just said, and I know how the Germans got into Africa. So,
forcefully with tanks.
That's a very interesting story.
I believe the booth has given us this.
Yeah.
On that subject,
you have 9 seconds to turn.
We haven't gone this rogue in a while.
True.
Hey, we talked about Blade.
I know nothing. I see.
I give Blade a thumbs up, by the way, before we get too far. Yeah.
That'd be the worst movie review we've done.
Oh yeah, for sure. Who picked this?
Jason Wells did. We owe him a good review. We owe her a good review, or owe him a good review.
It's his fucking fault for ice skating uphill. Boom. Blade pun.
He already said it, so you're too far. Yeah,
because
his ass was here on time.
It's called a callback, guys.
It's called a callback, Schmitty.
Let's just talk about how there's amazing one-liners like, are you motherfucking out of your mind?
Are you fucking out of your damn mind? What's up, AC? You watched Blade, I'm sure, recently. I'm sure you have a lot to say.
Are we talking all Blades or just the first one?
Oh, here we go.
That's what I said. I said it was pretty decent.
I enjoyed Blade 3.
I just found it.
Deadpool and Triple H.
The second one.
One is good.
Yes. I like the second one.
The vampires were crazy.
Yeah, you have those crazy mouth opening things.
They went with a lot of unnecessary CGI.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie.
But then in the third one, you have the fucking vampire chihuahua.
It's a Pomeranian.
It's a Pomeranian, actually.
God damn it.
Triple H with the best line, Hannibal King.
where's my dog? And he's just like, runs off.
That could have been a fucking promo.
It literally sounds like something I watched this week on wrestling.
And at that point, a time door opened and John Wick stepped out and said, you talking about my dog?
Oh, shit. Would have been a way better film.
That's a crossover we need.
Yeah,
John Wick versus Blade.
I'd be okay with John Wick versus vampires.
I mean, yeah, that'd be cool.
Who was that? Who was the female in there?
John Wick, vampire hunter.
Stop getting my dick hard, man. Fuck.
The shower scene.
Dude, your dick got hard as soon as you walked in and saw him in that furry face.
You're not lying.
Look at that.
Damn, look at that.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No, I am way fatter than that little roly. Holy fuck.
How did we get from Blade to you being fat?
What? Because I'm fat.
Because you just showed his belly off to Mr. Husky.
Because the Doughboy sells rolls, this motherfucker's got
balls. Because the Husky boy.
Wow, why is Tim coming at you hard right now?
Because he's mad at you.
Yeah. I got nothing to make fun of. You're like a successful motherfucker. I got nothing to roast you on. You sell cars.
You run a podcast.
Right, you have a lovely family. You live in a beautiful home.
You made your own bar with pennies and shit.
You grow hops and shit. You got like this beautiful shit going on in your life.
And I have a kid that looks like Smeagol and a wife that loves me.
He fucking does. I had to make long story short. I was like, Gabe, so Smeagol is doing long cross country. I didn't even bother saying his name because he wouldn't know who the fuck I was talking about anyway.
Well, we still have to say that it's Alicia, Tim's Alicia.
Yes, my Alicia. Smeagol's son.
I thought she was stolen away from you and is in a hot tub.
Yes.
Well, that,
with another man's wife.
Jeez.
What? Women? A woman going for another woman is a trade up. Look at us.
Yeah. He's not lying.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's very fair.
One more time for the people listening.
That's fair.
So Blame's cool.
Yeah.
Just want to fill that awkward silence before it happens.
We all got sad for Tim there for a second.
So I never get that sad for Tim.
Me neither. I was happy.
Eric, what do you think of Blade? Make words.
Juan's like, yeah, fucked him.
Oh my god, two mics. Yeah, no, Blade's amazing. Blade 2 was the best of the series, in my opinion.
See, that's weird. Like, I like Blade 2, but I don't think it's the best. I think the first one.
I don't think Eric was listening to this conversation a few minutes ago.
No, we're both really stoned.
Look at his face.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Eric's like, microphone, talk.
He's giving thumbs up out of context. He's stoned.
It's been a good day, guys.
Eric, eat shit. Yes.
He's like, all right.
Tomorrow.
I know.
Very nice. That'd
be awesome. That'd be fun.
That's fucking rad. I had drinks with that guy last night. He's such a fucking cool guy.
Did you take a picture of it?
No.
It didn't happen.
I believe you. Yeah.
Fucking my phone was dead, asshole. Not all of our lives are perfect, Juan.
Okay, how many cons do you do?
About four or
and
five.
And you don't own
a
fucking phone charger to carry with your fucking phone and a cord.
It was with my con shit, Schmitty.
It's on. Right here, look.
Oh, yeah, perfect life. We get it.
And hey, doesn't he have
that? No, I wish. I would have got that bitch for free.
How about you, Doyle? I know you got thoughts about all these movies.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Blade 1.
Yeah, yeah, it's so good.
No, there's things in the movie that I don't know why they didn't continue on in the second
movie.
He doesn't
like Blade 2 because it's got Asian people in it.
How long have you gone for? 22 minutes?
Why does it feel like 40
minutes? Your wife is full of penis?
He hates and loves them as he hates and loves
himself. I once knew a Filipino.
Wow.
Actually,
that's not fair.
Hey man, I work with Filipinos, okay?
Oh, Bobby is Filipino.
Yeah, he's a Filipino.
He is. He is still alive.
He might have been a was. He might be dead.
No, he's not.
He's not. He just had another kid.
So he's not dead?
Yeah. I mean, he pumped it out.
His wife did.
He pumped it out? That is amazing. Well, I'd like to hear about this. Let's talk more about him pumping out a kid.
On the front,
obviously a doctor. Twins is not a documentary.
Twins is absolutely a documentary. Fight.
Let's do it, leukemia guy. I don't think I'm allowed to hit you after you said what you do.
Yeah.
He's doing the Lord's work.
There is no Lord. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. How are you, Smitty? Thoughts on Blade?
Liked one. Two was all right for me. Three, what Juan was bringing up earlier, I actually liked the fact that Ryan Reynolds got to do the work he did in it because of the fact I think without that, you would have never seen him being Deadpool and the X-Men and then becoming Deadpool later on down the road. I think that movie really opened the door for that.
That's a fair fucking point right there.
All the blade work, because that's all him. That's not a stuntman. That's him doing his own blade work in that.
Huh.
No, and no pun intended on blade on
no,
blade.
No, I got it.
Did you see the cutout scene where they were going to start like a different thing where they were going to be the hunters or whatever?
Yeah.
The Night Stalkers.
Yeah.
Night Stalkers.
Yeah.
Calm down, fucking nerd.
And Reynolds,
no, just, that's like my jam.
Reynolds basically built a groundwork right there to eventually become Deadpool.
Right.
Fun fact, Ryan Reynolds and Wesley Snipes fucking hated each other on set of Blade 3.
I heard that too.
Yeah. I can't see imagine how.
And I heard Chris Christopherson wasn't exactly...
And Wesley Snipes is trying to find his like karmic center.
Yeah. And I heard Chris Christopherson wasn't exactly anybody's cup of tea either. I've heard he's been a pain in the ass for anybody to work with ever.
Like that, though. He's an old fucking grizzled cowboy musician. Like he gives a fuck what anybody tells him to do.
I got my millions. Fuck you, kids.
So...
My name's Whistler.
Wow, that was pretty good.
That was good.
Holy shit, I thought he was here.
Chris Christopherson?
Is that you?
Sing that one song you do with Willie.
You were great. You were awesome at Big Fish.
So obviously, I think Jason wanted us to talk about this movie because of the announcement of Mahershala Ali being cast as Blade in the new film. There's been rumors that Wesley Snipes is going to play Dracula. Like, on top of it, they've also talked about the Marvel Terror line on Disney Plus. Oh, dude, that's amazing.
That would be an amazing
fucking
remake.
Love
I'd be
that
down
movie.
For that.
I'd watch that forever.
I would just be like, what have they done?
But so
Doyle's like, there's an obvious joke to be made here, but I'm already like.
For you kids that are too young to remember blaxploitation films,
which is probably most people that listen to this show. Well, maybe. We probably skew a little old.
That's a relatively newer blaxploitation film.
Or as Richard Pryor said, talking about Dracula, you want to suck what? You best suck yourself on away from here, boy.
So, they're talking about Hulu's going to have the Marvel Terror line, which will have Ghost Rider, and they're talking about potentially doing a Night Stalker show, like you had said. They're talking about a Hellscape.
Two people talking
about
She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She-Hulk has been announced.
Moon Knight. That happened all yesterday.
I saw Dom and Michael Kirk arguing about New Gods versus Eternals on Facebook today. That was pretty funny.
You mean basically the same characters, two different companies, they're all created by Kirby?
Dom posted a picture of the Eternals and said, look, the
stop making
the
so
Eternals,
much sense,
and Michael
Schmitty.
Kirk immediately responded with, you mean wannabe New Gods? It's like, dude, we all know that. Shut the fuck up, man. Stop arguing.
He just had to rename them the Eternals and the Celestials.
Marvel versus DC happening still.
Just mad because all of his movies suck and all the Marvel movies are good.
That's true. That
is not all.
Most.
Hey, all right. That's all you need. Money means good.
Yeah.
A lot of bitches watch that movie then. Spider-Man? No, not yet.
Away from that. Well, actually, what was on earlier... last night, sorry, it's supposedly they have come to an agreement at a 30-70 split, and they're back at the table working on it.
Of course they have.
But supposedly there's...
Because Sony doesn't want to end up being Fox.
So supposedly there's some cooler shit
sure
on the new agreement,
Fox
too.
Fox or fuck, but
so supposedly on the new agreement, Sony agreed to also include Venom and Carnage in the MCU at
exactly.
some point.
Which is what Feige wanted.
Yeah.
And the other part of the deal is, because Sony, there's talks about Apple buying Sony... If Apple buys Sony, Marvel gets everything back. Apple gets none of it.
Yeah.
It is not in the Apple deal with Sony.
Oh, that would be amazing. I hope Apple buys Sony.
I literally heard...
And Disney will buy
Sony. Sour Bunny wants to say something.
This was really my hope.
Come in.
All right.
Bring it into the real thing. Don't
when Disney bought Fox Studios and got all the rights, I really wanted S.H.I.E.L.D. to show up on the last season of Gotham and arrest everybody for corruption.
And there would be nothing they could do.
That would have been some of your good crossover Marvel DC stuff right
like
there.
The
some Elseworlds.
That'd be amazing.
Right. Some Elseworlds.
All right. He's gearing up.
Uh-oh.
AC.
All right, hey, you better come in. Get in.
Come on, AC.
AC's in here for the ladies. Oh,
there's like seven under the other chairs over there, guys.
I wanted Tim's laugh.
Here we go.
Actually, this is closer to the mic. Thank you, though.
Yeah. All right.
bitch, motherfucker.
He's so polite. I'm sorry. This is really bad hair. Stroke that hair. Stroke his hair. Marvel buying DC and DC buying Marvel in the past at different times when Warner Brothers had the upper hand or when Marvel was about to go bankrupt, DC was about to go bankrupt. They offered to keep each other in business because if you think about what happened with WWE and WCW, when one company bought the other one, you had a lot of...
Schmitty, I'm not that gentle when I do it. I just kind of...
Someone is tugging on my hair.
Hey-o.
When a corporation buys another corporation, they look at everything redundant and start weeding it out. So, like, Moon Knight... Amalgam had the supposed fights you're supposed to have, like Batman versus Captain America, but the real similar fights would have been, like... You know, New Gods versus Eternals, Batman versus Moon Knight and Batman, for example. They're characters that are a lot more similar than what they picked. They picked big names. But these names are only as... They're redundant. Once you put them together in one company, we're going to lose... Disney's not going to want to pay 200 writers instead of 100 every month to keep their guys in business. You're going to lose a lot of titles. You're going to lose a lot of characters that are similar to other characters, a lot of characters that are on the bubble that have a niche market. When Vince McMahon bought WCW and he brought the stars over and, you know, lost a few of the big marquee names, all he did was job them out to everybody else and eventually fire them. Fired Buff Bagwell on the first night to make an example.
He was awful.
He was, and had been for years. He never improved.
Well, he's a jobber. It was his job not to improve. Like, he's supposed to be there to put people over.
Yeah, the big dude who looks kind of imposing and then jobs out to, like, Rey Mysterio or something. Right. But... I never want Marvel and DC.
He's the old Cassius owner.
You know, he has the best music in freaking NXT. Anyway, sorry, tangent. So, no, what worries me is...
That's not a tangent on this show.
They ruined Hero.
Chris Hero had an amazing character.
That was fucking amazing.
Damn it. So I never want one of them to buy the other because we will immediately lose anything similar because it is redundant, because it's not Marvel in charge of their own stuff anymore. Disney decides what they keep, what they lose. They give Marvel some level of autonomy.
I feel like they give Feige a lot of fucking control. Yeah.
But they treat Marvel, the comics, the publishing...
Well, they don't give a fuck about
as
that.
...advertising yeah. for the movies. That's
it doesn't make them money like fucking the movies do.
No, advertising is a loss... the comic books are a loss leader
for
them. Yeah. But if it gets to the point where they're losing too much... They're not going to have any restraint in cutting down to the bone on something like that because they already don't value it.
Get your mouth in here on the mic.
Bring your mouth over here, huh?
I'm not used to it like he is. Anyway.
Well played, sir. Well played.
We'll get there.
Don't worry. It's early.
It's all downhill from here, bud.
Night is young.
When AT&T bought Warner Brothers, I think when you look through the financials, they were actually talking about just closing down DC but not letting go of anything because the actual symbols, like the Batman symbol, the symbol actually makes them more money than the actual comic company does.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You know, the other thing that's interesting about it is if you are looking at those kind of redundancies and you're looking at how the movies making so much money affects, like, the bottom line at the comic book companies, eventually you'll see them stop making new comics, period. Why not just reprint the things that we're making the movies of and just reprint them over and over again?
They're actually making more money than
in collection.
Well, there is somewhere to go on that. Back to the Fox thing, before Fox sold out to Marvel finally and caved in, when the really, really shitty Fantastic Four movie. Sorry, Fan-Four-Tastic, whatever the fuck it was.
Fan-Fuck-Stick,
yes. Marvel did, because Marvel, only thing they don't own at the time was the movie rights to those characters. They own everything else.
Right.
Marvel had already told Fox they wanted Fantastic Four back in the characters in that universe, and Fox basically said, fuck you. So Marvel said, really, fuck us?
And they
Here you go. We're going to kill the comic, and we're not going to allow any licensing for any of the characters, so there's no tie-in with McDonald's, no tie-in with Burger King, no tie-in with Wendy's. There's no anything that you're going to have. If you notice, there's no toy line for that movie. Nothing. Marvel.
Who wants
Disney
to play with those loser toys, anyways?
But my point being, it didn't help that Fox literally shit in their hand.
But Disney, Marvel literally put their foot on Fox's throat and just said,
fuck you, here you go. Hope you make some money on this fucking movie.
Oh, they didn't. It was
just
trash.
Just kidding, go fuck yourself.
And the second Ghost Rider and like the X-Men movies, when Marvel licensed all of their properties out to these movie studios back before there was any value in them, they kept making these because that was how you would get it for another 7 years.
Yep, that's how you kept the rights.
That's why they did Venom. That's why they were talking about doing the Kraven movie. Right. Like, they were just pulling in the supervillains.
Right. They were going to do this. They were going to do the Sinister Six.
Or 7 or 8. Yeah. Depends on which run you're reading.
Yeah.
But
Sinister Baker's doesn't.
They were definitely trying to just spin it out to keep the license without having to worry about anything.
But if you go back to the Fantastic Four, as soon as the Marvel Fox deal was done and signed, what happened 2 months later? Fantastic Four number one, back on the stands. Yeah.
Right?
They were raping X-Men that way, too. They were, all the ridiculous storylines.
We're just going to crush the shit out of it and make people not want to have any interest in it. Oh, now we own the rights back, we're going to start making some great stories again.
And they are great. The new reboot is fantastic. It's the most creative reboot for X-Men I've seen in a while, in a world where they've had time travel, alternate realities.
Say what you want to say.
I've heard the same thing. Tell me about the new X-book. That's what I want to hear about.
X-books. Moira MacTaggert is basically a mutant that has a reincarnation ability. So when she dies, she lives her life again. So in essence, she's creating a new time stream because of her life. So she was told by Destiny, the mutant Destiny, that she would have 10 lives, one more than a cat. But on the 10th one, she would die because mutant abilities manifest latently in adolescence. So and on her 10th life, Destiny saw that she would die before she was old enough to manifest her mutant ability. So she had basically 9 shots to perfect a mutant dream and get the world back on track. So she's basically went the Xavier route, went the Magneto route, went the Apocalypse route, she's tried everything and gotten more extreme and tried making changes earlier on in each of her Groundhog days. She lives that her whole life, but when she dies, goes back to the beginning, tries it again. Did you have something to say?
Yeah, I was just saying that's one of those really shitty mutant powers, like the guy that had, he was only able to explode once.
Oh, yeah. Better choose your time wisely. He chose poorly.
That's such a shitty first episode, too. He finds out his mutant ability, and then a sentinel crushes both of his parents. No,
I want you to keep going. You didn't deliver yet.
Much more than that. She's
bring it home.
Never mind. You did deliver greatly.
House of X and Powers of X, they're at 2 different time periods. One is far in the future where you're seeing the effects, and we're not sure how it's connected or which of the timelines of her, which of her lifetimes it's actually the future of. Could be the 10th one.
I'm sure there's an unreasonable amount of speculation online, though.
Oh, undoubtedly. Yeah. I've been trying to avoid it because my sanity can only
Well, X-Men.
The new X-Men book.
But a similar thing's been going on in the DC universe, too, although now it's been drug out forever for fucking Doomsday Clock. Jeff Johns already said.
Is it still going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was supposed to have been done, like, months ago.
We're in, like, year 30 of
But the whole idea, Jeff Johns had already written
Not there
up.
Yet.
He's basically cleaning the slate for DC. And you know I'm a Marvel guy, but this I've actually been tracking. He's cleaning the slate. The whole idea behind Doomsday Clock and the button and everything is it's going to come down to everything that's ever happened in the DC universe. Crisis on Infinite Earths, everything. Zero Hour, all that shit. It's going to all been the fault of Dr. Manhattan. It's pretty nicely tied up package in a little bow. And they can rebuild their universe from scrap.
New 52?
Yeah.
But he's going to basically clean the slate with Dr. Manhattan for everything across the board.
They've done it like 5 times.
Multiple times.
They've tried to retcon a bunch of stuff. This time it's going to be nothing has ever happened in the past, and it's all new. It's the whole plan.
That's weird. DC's dumb sometimes.
So it'd be
like, look at their movies.
The new 53.
Fuckers. Better be a Lazarus in the next issue.
Well, let's go around and say if we give Blade a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Why don't we record a real Blade tomorrow?
No, this is a perfect Blade.
I'd love to watch Blade. I haven't seen Blade, the first Blade,
This hasn't been awful at all.
I got a Blade for you, motherfucker.
It hasn't been awful, but we haven't talked about Blade,
correct,
really.
That's what I mean. It's perfect enough for
I remember Blade. Steven Dorff. Steven Dorff was phenomenal.
We can talk about Blade.
Did Steven Dorff do anything?
You're not talking into anything.
Other than playing Cross? Other than being Frost and Sarah goes,
I don't think.
Did he do anything after that?
I have no idea.
I doubt it.
Maybe it was that my wife has a crush on him randomly.
I think he was probably in a couple TV shows, but I don't think he ever did movies again.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would look it up, but I got late.
True.
Who knows? He could be riding up.
I don't know. You think that? I wonder how much movie that. I wonder how much they got paid for that movie.
Oh, probably not a ton.
Yeah, maybe Wesley Snipes did.
That's probably like 90% of the budget.
Yeah,
and then he decided to tell the U.S. government, "Fuck you, I'm going to go to jail."
Yeah,
that's
not completely correct. Snipes was the budget for that film.
Forgo their salary. That's actually how Leonardo DiCaprio in Inception. He actually
that motherfucker was rich way before Inception,
and now he's even uber rich.
But you know who started that?
Instead of taking a salary, he took 3% of opening gross.
Do you know who started that? There's two actors that started that.
Tom Cruise.
No, way before Cruise.
What? Really?
Sylvester Stallone, when he did Rocky, because it was his writing, and he actually told the studio, "I want a percentage of what the movie makes."
Well, he didn't.
And then Schwarzenegger did the same thing with Terminator. And they made the whole thing that started Hollywood.
Fuck Terminator.
I'm going to take back pay on the back end.
You literally just talked about how much you love Terminator like an hour ago.
Terminator 2.
Oh, okay.
If you guys don't want Smitty as a co-host, I'm going to bring him on the team.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
Are you taking applications or what?
I didn't know I was doing an on-air interview, but hey, what the fuck? I'm Team Eric.
Don't tell Tyler.
Does Tyler, what happened? Does Tyler know that you started your own thing in the meantime?
I wouldn't say.
Who the fuck's Tyler? Thing. Are you timing on me already?
Wow, that got vicious fast.
Smitty, you're fired.
No, he's actually Smittying Tyler.
No, it's that was nothing but love, man. I'm not. Let's not talk about that. Blade. I love Blade.
Intrepid reporter Juan wants to know the tough question.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I wish we had video for this.
You almost knocked his teeth out with that, bro.
Yeah.
Then tell me about the car crash. What?
If you think Kevin Smith, I'm going to make you eat this microphone like a cock.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, like, my favorite part of the movie. So there's like all.
Are we still talking
about Blade? My favorite dumb part of Blade.
Okay. What movie are we talking about?
Blade. We're talking about the original Blade.
Blade 1. Blade 1.
I know. Poor Jason, a Patreon supporter of ours, chose this, and we're doing a horrible disservice to it.
God damn it. He knows what he's getting.
He
knows exactly what he signed up for. He knows exactly what he signed up for. He made the mistake of being the person that pick the movie.
He liked our newest t-shirt that I gave him, by the way. It was pretty cool.
Does it say Dwarf Giant on it?
No, it doesn't, but that'll be the next t-shirt.
Hashtag Dwarf Giants.
Dwarf Giant awareness. Just trying to raise.
Hey,
you know.
Hey, we're giants too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just small.
Just small.
Episode.
Oh, that live stream was fucking golden. I watched it again and cried.
So
it makes me very happy to be here.
So one of my favorite things in the movie. So there's all sorts of things in like movies from this era that are just stupid and make no sense because like technology, they thought it was going to look and act a certain way when they got like 20 years into the future. So when you look at the computer that's translating the ancient thing, the old antediluvian vampire says to him that document's never been translated, and you can see the script of the translation scrolling up the computer screen like right behind him. It's amazing. It's never been translated.
Cool story, bro.
It's fuck you, Juan. I hate you so much right now, you that fucking son awesome. Of a bitch.
I think it all looked pretty good until the very end. And then when he kind of bloated and exploded, that looked kind of shitty.
The first ones that explode look great, though.
Yeah.
The ones that are practical and they go...
He only hit him with one, as opposed to like 13. Who's knocking to come outside?
No, they're trying to get him to go outside.
How about the fat vampire?
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, I had forgotten.
That was the coolest shit.
The, like, super, super fat vampire.
Logan's in two, that's right.
No, Logan's in one.
Logan's in one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy who always keeps getting his fucking arm chopped off.
He gets blown up in two.
Okay. He's the dude that gets his arm cut off in the
I'm
first
sure
one.
I'm not completely crazy.
No, you're not.
And then he gets,
you're fucking crazy, but...
Then he gets hit with the bullet or the dart or whatever in two.
I'll watch Logan anything.
Yeah.
Grounded for Life.
Terriers?
Yeah, Terriers was... amazing.
One of the best television shows that never got a second season.
We got
season.
Like, what, 10 episodes?
Something like that.
Eight?
It's a depressing thing.
If we were lucky, it was
It was great.
I love that show. Logue Watch Terriers.
Like, thumbs up Jason for Terriers. For me. Unofficial pick for the episode.
What do you guys think of Terriers?
No.
Never seen it.
Never seen it. Was that Donald Logue?
Yeah. He's like a, it's really he's like good. A private detective okay. that is a recovering alcoholic and has what? Like just a crazy. I know.
Wow, you mean, but you like, mean just like his character in Gotham. I mean,
wait. All right. Real important question. Does he have a terrier?
No.
Fuck it. I don't want to watch it.
So, like, the name of his...
False advertising.
The name of his investigative service is...
FSXXX.
No. Honestly, I think it was on Sunday.
It's on Telemundo.
No, that's...
It was
AAA.
I think it was
ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Now, if we're on a quick segue to Donald Logue, you ever seen The Dow of Steve?
Yes.
Amazing fucking movie.
Again, are you available to do podcasts? The Dallas
Steve Tyler, you're fired.
Thornton's in the state, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That is the most. I'm from Colorado.
You're
Springs
fucking high.
I think I've ever heard.
I've only lived here for 6 years.
Steve, the thing that started the whole like pickup society thing.
The Dow Steve is there's so many good scenes. He works at the daycare or with the kids and
right.
You know
what I'm talking about, right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what anybody's talking about right now. I'm like 20.
So what were you then? 14 when I fucking first met you?
When you fucking met me?
The Dow Steve was a
good one. You're 20 now.
I'm 32.
Gonna say what the hell?
He's still short.
Where are you going, bitch? Where are you going, bitch?
He's going to see if Marvel or DC will call.
You're such a fucking bitch.
Look, man, our lives can't all be perfect. Man, we've got shit to do.
Well, tell everybody that you gave Blade a thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not fucking out of here. I just got bye. Bye, bitch.
Blade's thumbs up.
You're done.
Blade, fucking thumbs up, man.
Blade, thumbs up.
He has to go deliver a package.
Thumbs up.
Wait, don't leave.
DoorDash. He's doing DoorDash right now.
We never crossed paths. He's doing the DoorDash I was talking about. He's
looking. I'm on. Thumbs up.
Blade, thumbs up. Blade, thumbs up.
For sure.
Yeah.
Blade, thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
Okay, this thumbs has up. Been an episode of Thinking thumbs Outside up. The Long Box. Tim couldn't wait 30 fucking seconds.
I know,
to say
he's
his
a
name.
Little bitch.
So, Tim's a bitch. I'm Gabe.
Tim's a bitch.
I'm Eric.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Smitty, and Tim's a bitch.
And that was Sour Bunny.
We're from the
Brink. Tim's a bitch.
Network.
Sour Bunny.
I'm bringing you Tim the bitch right, for bye. Quite some time now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.